This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. It is mentioned regarding سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه كان يقلب كفه ويخاطب نفسه يعجبه من اللباس ما قصر ومن الطعام ما جشب. That often he would sit in reflection, in isolation, and he would introspect. And in doing so, from time to time, he would rotate his palms. يخاطب نفسه. Then he will address himself and ask himself some tough questions. And whenever he spoke, it was wisdom. He was a fountain of knowledge. So today I share with you some amazing couplets from the Diwan of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتِ الْآفَاتُ فَالْبُخْلُ شَرُّهَا. If a person has to enumerate evil traits, then the worst of them all is miserliness. May Allah protect us from this evil trait and all other evil traits. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. وَشَرٌّ مِّنَ الْبُخْلِ الْمَوَاعِيدُ وَالْمَطَلُ. Nay, there is something worse than miserliness, and that is to dishonor your word. You make a promise, you don't deliver on it. You procrastinate, you don't honor your commitment. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وَعْدٍ إِذَا كَانَ كَاذِبًا. There is no value, merit or significance to an oath if you dishonor it. In fact, in the 14th juz of the Quran, 16th chapter, Surah An-Nahl, verse 94, Allah sounds a strong warning. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. And do not use your oath as a cause of making mischief amongst you. And Imam Qurtubi, rahimahullah, expounding on this ayah, says, it refers to those people who at the time of the oath know they won't honor the oath. You only swear in an oath to dupe someone, to deceive someone. And that is why you swear the oath. And the warning the Quran sounds is, فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. Lest your foot slips after its firmness, meaning you can potentially be deprived of iman before dying. May Allah protect us. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وَعْدٍ إِذَا كَانَ كَاذِبًا وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي قَوْلٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ فِعْلُ. And there's no good to your utterance if you cannot synchronize it with action. There should be harmony in what you say and what you do. Then he concludes the poem by saying, إِذَا كُنْتَ ذَا عَقْلٍ وَلَمْ تَكُ عَالِمًا فَأَنْتَ كَذِي رِجْلٍ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ نَعْلُ. If you're a man of intellect, but you don't have knowledge, then you're like a person who has a foot, but he doesn't have a shoe. So he has the foot, he can walk, but because he doesn't have shoes, he's going to bruise himself, he's going to injure himself, he's going to hurt himself. So to complement that intellect, you need divine and sacred knowledge. And then he says it so beautifully, أَلَا إِنَّمَا الْإِنسَانُ غِمْدٌ لِعَقْلِهِ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي غِمْدٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصْلٌ. That the human body is like a holster for the gun, or like a sheath for the sword. There is no value in flashing the sheath without the sword. There is no merit in the holster without the gun. So if the entire body is there, but there is no intellect, then it defeats the purpose. In English, they say, a wise person learns from a fool more than a fool learns from the wise. May Allah make us amongst the true wise individuals. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.